What's going on in your world?
Sunshine, pool, of course. Relaxing.
So listen, let's talk about Blake and Miranda.
Is something happening in the lives of Blake and Miranda this week?
I know, what is going on? You know what I find awesome about their divorce? Mm-hmm. This is the one, the only
I'm sorry, did you just say something that is awesome about a divorce?
Yes, awesome about their divorce.
You have to be such a pessimist all the time.
I am spinning something that's so, you know, really horrible because everybody wanted to see these two really make it. They're so in love.
Absolutely.
They look so in love, right? The one awesome thing about their divorce, Blake Shelton filed July 3rd. It was done yesterday.
Okay.
I think all divorces
That's what I don't understand.
That.
How the heck did he file it and have it finalized in 2 weeks?
That's what I want to know. You know, I currently date a guy who's been going through a divorce for a year and a half. A year and a half. Yes, they have one kid, which has already been worked out and papers have been filed in court. What is the holdup? That's how divorces should be. You don't want to be with me? Where do I sign?
On my Twitter timeline yesterday, Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas, Banderas just finalized their papers, and it's been something like a year and a half as well.
How did they do it in two weeks? I don't know, but I think that's fantastic.
Do you think they tried to work it out?
I would say they probably tried to make it work. I do. There were some rumors that I'm reading that they did go to marriage counseling, but I am impressed on how private they kept everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I am impressed with that.
Jill said that right away. She said, I can't believe they filed this and kept things under wraps and how nobody knew about it.
Nobody
I think the one advantage, though, is that the town that they live in is super tiny, and the people who live there protect their privacy. And if you filed it, let's say, in the local Oklahoma court, nobody there is saying, oh, hey, TMZ, I got a scoop.
No. And that's great that you have, like, loyal friends in your little hometown.
Because you want to be normal.
Right.
You want to be private.
Actually, speaking of that, do you think we have any business even talking about it? I mean, I'm watching The Talk today, and all these girls are yapping away, and I love The Talk. They were like, we don't have any right to talk about, not all of them said it, but we don't have any right to be talking about their personal. I don't understand that. Like, we'll sit there and talk about complete strangers who post viral videos, whether it's good or bad or ugly, and we'll rip them apart.
I think it's a fine line, and it's human nature.
It is total
human
nature.
In a perfect world, no. We shouldn't be talking about them, and no, you don't have a right to talk about them, but everybody does.
Wait.
And so you just try to, I don't know.
Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
I don't want to be the bad guy.
No one's being that. See, I don't like.
Let Shyla be the bad guy.
But everyone wants me to be the bad guy. I know, and then I get pulled over by my boss. Shyla, please don't say in the air anymore.
Okay, this is not making the podcast, so you'll cut that out.
We'll just bleep that.
If the boss comes in at 2:45 and pulls you out of my studio and the first words out of his mouth was, how was your weekend? You know it's probably not something positive because otherwise he's so busy on Monday that he doesn't see us at
all. No, he doesn't. I'm like, oh my God.
And you come back in and say, oh my God, I thought I was getting fired.
Well, I talked about
you're on a tangent. Come back to where you were, Shyla.
It was jewelry.
Do we have a right to talk about Blake and Miranda's celebrity breakups?
I believe yes. We talk about things that are awesome in their lives. We have to talk about their Grammys, their ACM awards, how awesome they're doing in life.
If you're keeping it real, you're talking about everything.
If you aren't trying to keep it real and you choose to be in the public eye when you become a country superstar, because that is what you're choosing to do.
Yes.
Yes, there's going to be parts of it.
But even you and I are public figures. If someone sees us on the street, they're like, oh my gosh, Shyla, how are you? You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, that's not me. I got to go. I'll see you later.
No, but you know how many people have come up to me and go, hey, do you still date that like nearly divorced dude? I'm like, yeah, because I talk about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand that my life is to some extent out there. Even things I don't talk about, say they find out about, maybe I won't be happy to address it, but I get that it's out there.
Absolutely. And so you just try to be the best with who you are and what you're doing. And it sucks that they did not work
out. So what's up with the, do you have a reason of how or why it happened? Or do you think it's a culmination of
things? I think it's a culmination.
The rumors that Miranda had something going on with Chris Young, allegedly, but Chris Young came out with a tweet because they're being silent so far, which probably is pretty smart.
There were rumors on both sides.
Right.
And then they're both incredibly successful and they have their own successful careers that kept them apart.
If I had to take a guess, I'm sure outside people probably got involved. I don't know who it is.
What Shyla isn't telling you is that she placed a $100 wager in Vegas yesterday, and as soon as the truth comes out, she's going to pay 10-1 odds.
Because tabloids will now have you believe that you can't read you can't believe everything you read, but so far everything I'm reading is coming true. Hey, can we move on to a real quick topic?
You have 30 seconds.
Speaking of cheaters,
yes.
Ashley Madison, you know that huge cheating website where married people go?
massive data leak, and people are freaking out, and lawyers are saying, I'm going to double my fees.
Oh, my God. Well, they tack. They have 37 million members that use Ashley Madison.
Mm-hmm.
So for all these people that will be like, oh, my God, Ashley Madison's the worst, which I'm not saying it isn't, 37 million people, clearly you're using this site.
What's your question about
it? My question is, do you think these hackers should leak this information? Do you think their spouses should know? Do they have a right, or is this a complete breach of privacy? What do you think?
I don't know how to answer that one. No, the hackers should not leak it because that's illegal. But I also don't agree with the business of helping married people cheat.
What happened to just using cash and just going to your local hotel room? What happened to that? You take somebody
from the
office?
I don't know, Shyla. I haven't done it, so I can't speak from the heart on it.
True, no paper trail. No paper trail. I don't know. I've never cheated. But making out doesn't count, Drew.
Making out does not count.
All right. Well, that's our podcast for today.
As you can see, it was very spirited. We have lots of opinions. What's coming up on next week?
I don't know, but I'm going to the Grand Ole Opry this weekend.
So we'll have stories from that.
So hopefully we'll have some stories. I'll be going home for a couple days vacay. You're on vacation?
Yeah, we're heading out to have a cousin's weekend.
Hopefully we'll have stories.
That's right. We will. Thank you for listening. We love you. Say goodbye, Shyla.
Bye, Shyla.